Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Books and Betches, not to be confused with Books and
Little Mice.
Ew.
I'm Kristen, and with me I have
E.
M.
Okay, that's Erica and Marie. I don't know why they did all that.
This is his name is Z.
Oh, fuck.
This
K.
Is
a-
K.
K.
K. K. K.
This is a book podcast. We swear, we spoil, we talk about sex, and we suck at it. Listen. Actually, I don't even know where to start with this one. I'm so perplexed.
I know where to start.
Ready? I'm perplexed.
So this was requested.
Highly requested.
I feel like one person in particular went through three YouTube videos and commented three times, please read Haunting Adeline.
So another piece of this is this, and the reason I first read it.
Kristen's face.
What? No, go on, go on.
What? She hates this.
No, I'm
She's
just
ready
listening.
To bash the what? Fuck out of
I'm listening intently.
I'm saying.
I'm not talking about
the
you.
The internet, like. TikTok like lost their ever loving mind about this book. Everybody and their mom has I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that if that's PC. Everybody and their ambiguous parental person.
Erica, my mom's dead.
Like I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Because her mom is dead.
No, I know, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like
I'm so offended. Go on. Everybody's talking about this stupid fucking book. Sorry.
Everybody's talking about this stupid fucking book. I wasn't understanding any of the reels. I don't come across them very often, but the ones that I did come across were about Haunting Adeline. And I was like, I need to know what the fuck this is. Everyone's mad about it. Everyone loves it. Everyone hates it.
Okay.
Can I tell you
it's how everywhere.
I came across this book?
Yeah.
It sounds pretentious. I keep saying I was in Greece when I read it. Okay. But for my 30th birthday, okay. I was in Greece, right? And me and Kate, we brought our Kindles. We decided we're going to read by the pool. That's our thing.
And you brought this book?
No. I'm looking through Kindle for a new book. And I happened to, I think, at one point read the synopsis for this and maybe had it on want to read months prior. So I was like, oh, it's already downloaded on my Kindle. I had it before.
Yeah.
So you know, when you're like Kindle Unlimited, you keep things so no one gets like goes away forever.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just read it. It hadn't gone crazy on TikTok yet. Like, it hadn't done its whole blow up. So I'm reading this, and I'm like, what the fuck am I reading?
Yeah.
But it was like a train wreck. You can't, like,
you
not
can't stop.
Unsee.
You can't
so
stop.
So I just kept going. I read it in 2 days. And then it blew up on the internet. And now it went through the whole phase, like I always say. Oh, my God, this book's amazing. The spice, the da-da-da-da, right? Everyone loved it. And then it became, how dare you love this book? This is so fucked up. You're crazy. And that's how we are now.
Okay, well, yep. I didn't want to read this book at all.
Neither
said,
did I.
Please don't I make made me them. Read this. And I was forced into it, which ironically.
I think there's a lot of irony in
let
that.
Me give let me do it something really quick at the top of this podcast.
Ooh, you feel so serious.
This feels like a trap.
just a warning. This is going to be a very, very explicit episode. So if you have kids with you, if you're anything like that, this is going to be super explicit. Okay, I gave that warning. There are some trigger warnings here. I'm going to use some heavy words. There's rape. There's non-con. Is that what we're calling it?
Non-con, dub-con.
Yeah, dubious
consent.
Dubious
stalking.
Consent. Stalking.
I would go as far to say primal play.
So those are the trigger warnings. And now, hold on. If you're the author of this book and you stumbled upon, like maybe you listen to podcasts about your book, I'm going to apologize to you in advance. Okay, and I just want to say at the top of this is my opinion. So what I'm about to say about this book in this podcast is my opinion. Yours might be different than mine because I'm going to say it. I fucking hated this book. It's probably my least favorite book that I've ever read in my entire life. And that's after reading After.
I think that's...
That's after reading The Red.
I think
that's
very,
after reading...
Even The Red?
This was about 50 times worse than that. I hated this book.
There's no way that this book was 50
hated
times
this
worse
book
than The Red.
If I could have given it no stars, I would have. I'm sorry, H.D. Carlton. I'm sorry, fans of this book. Like I said, please just understand that it's my opinion, my perspective. If you liked it, that's totally on you and up to you. And that's all I have
to
say.
I think you're
going to
get a good mix of people. Because Maria, you didn't like it.
I know.
But I don't think you were as vehemently against it as Kristen.
I'm not on Kristen's level.
I don't think anyone is. Think it's
but
just
I'm
me.
Also not Kristen. Kristen has a different taste in books.
Amen, sister.
Than I do. I'm okay with reading dark romances, but I do have more of a problem with dark romances than I do with regular contemporary
It wasn't
romances.
Even the fact that this was a heavy book or whatever. Like, that stuff, I had problems so with, I read but it's a not
lot
the reason.
Of, I do read a lot of dark
it's romances. Not the reason, though.
This is on par with that genre.
Okay. And you, Erica, because I looked at your Goodreads when I gave my rating, it showed yours. You gave it 4 stars and you said that this book was good.
I rate on the genre. I don't rate, like, and I've talked about this before. I do not rate books as, like, a standard. I rate for the genre.
You're smart.
I did not rate it. Yeah. And I think this comes across often in books that I know I don't go into often, right? I'm not always reading a dark romance, so I don't have a lot of things to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
So if I feel like there's a book that I'm not really, like, vibing with, my opinion is not going to matter as much.
Yeah.
I just don't put a rating.
I think I would read Verity 18 times over ever having to read this again.
See, to me, this book was similar how I felt about Verity.
Mm.
I enjoyed reading it because I, like, kept wanting to read it. Like, I kept wanting to know what was going to happen.
I could have put it down and never thought about this book again and been happy.
Like, I think the bliss. Like, it's not a good book. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. I know, but I enjoyed reading it.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll ever read it again.
Yeah.
And that's where.
Did you read
my
the other
four
ones?
Is a little.
There's
soft.
Another one, right? A two?
There's a second book.
The second one is even more fucked up than the first.
Okay.
And it, I think, goes more. It's a little darker in a different way. I don't want to spoil it. It's very different.
Okay.
I'm trying to find the actual.
It's very different.
We could spoil it at the end. We'll just give a spoiler.
We could spoil it at the end, but it's very, very different from the first one in terms of the plot.
Who's going to do the 60 second here?
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read, a podcast about the books that built our souls. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. Don't miss it. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna to Jhumpa Lahiri, Susie Essman, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they talk, they share. You can join us on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes content and giveaways at You Are What You Read Podcast and at Adriana Trigiani. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kate. And I'm Corinne. We host the podcast Pop Fiction Women, and our tagline is, we're complicated. What does that mean exactly? To us, it just means real, three-dimensional human beings with contradictions and conflict who also happen to be women. On this podcast, we engage in the simple but subversive act of taking women seriously. Whether it's a discussion of a classic rom-com or current hit movies written and directed by women, like Barbie or Saltburn, you can be sure we'll bring our own dynamic spin. And we recap some of the buzziest TV shows like Succession, White Lotus, and Yellow Jackets. We also discuss book-to-TV adaptations like Daisy Jones, Tell Me Lies, Expats, Fleischman, and The Last Thing He Told Me. We give you a seat at the table with your favorite New York Times bestselling authors in our Complicated Conversation series, and we introduce you to the next rising star in our debut discussions. In both interview formats, we always ask the most important question of all, what's your sign? Subscribe or follow Pop Fiction Women wherever you get podcasts.
If you're new to this podcast, we attempt to do this thing where you explain entire plot summary of a book in 60 seconds or less. This week, Maria is doing Haunting Adeline.
By H.D. Carlton.
I don't give a fuck. Here we go, Maria. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Adeline is an indie author, and at a signing for herself, this man, Z, sees her and decides, ooh, that's my new wife. I'm going to stalk her to make sure she's mine forever. Adeline lives in a basically haunted house that was her grandmother's. And throughout this, Z starts stalking her. On the side plot, Z is a human trafficking vigilante who to stop it, right? He hates child trafficking and kidnapping and whatever. 36. So he does that on that side, but he's haunting her and, like, stalking her at the same time. There's a bunch of, like, non-consensual, but I guess consensual sex scenes between them involving a gun. Due to Z's line of work, now Adeline is in the crossfire. They want her too. So towards the end of the book, she gets kidnapped by the men who Z was trying to take down towards the end of the book with their evil ring of sex trafficking and rituals.
Wow. Holy shit. Fucking crushed it, considering there's about three different stories that don't matter in this book. Very good job.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you.
They do matter.
The grandma story absolutely 1000% doesn't matter at all.
I think this is three books in one for no reason.
Okay, can I read you why I hate this book? And then we can move on. And then we can move on. I wrote down in words because I didn't want to ramble about why I hated this book. I hated every single thing about this book. We could start with the horrible writing.
It's an essay.
The amount of unnecessary adjectives, overdramatic description, and horrible inner monologue paired with unrealistic dialogue, a story that is all over the place, and just overall juvenile writing was enough to make me want to gouge my eyes out. The characters suck. The main character is not fun to read, and she checks her sanity every other chapter. I could not give a fuck. I could not connect in any way, shape, or form, nor did I ever want to. This guy. Oh my God.
This guy.
The guy. He lacks any depth whatsoever. It's like the author really wanted a morally gray character, so she said, fuck it, he saves kids, but totally not in a conventional way. There isn't an ounce of redeeming qualities to make me like this character at all. Not one single bit. People are putting spice levels in their review for this. Why? It reminds me of the time in this book, the best friend who just told her friend that she was raped said, spill, slut, afterwards. Nothing, and I repeat, nothing is sexy about this book. Not a single fucking thing. I don't care if you have a kink for this, and I recognize that this whole book is fiction, but to say that it's spicy is fucking wild to me. Sorry, that's my opinion. I personally could not get in that headspace. Last few lines. Oh, and what exactly was the point of the entire side story with the grandma? To fill more pages that we didn't need?
Yep.
I actually don't think I've ever hated the book more.
Yep.
I feel better now. You know what? That's out of the way.
I do agree. I don't think this book is spicy. I don't find the sex in this book to be hot.
I was sad and not, especially when she was done fucking and she felt ashamed and sad and like exactly how I'd imagine reading somebody talking about being raped.
It was definitely weird. So again,
her body betraying her. Like,
I circle back to this genre and that's just so, it's such a,
just sad. No,
it's just so common in
it's complicated
dark romance.
It's just
like
sad.
This dubcon type of like
yeah.
The guy inserting himself in her life in like such a domineering way, and then like her feeling some type of remorse or like conflict over it. Like it's just such a common trope in that genre. Mm-hmm.
I said
like
such a hard time with the friend.
I think as somebody who doesn't read it. Would be like, wow, this is super fucked up, which is why I wanted you to read it.
But this is the thing, though. It's like, yeah, it's super fucked up, but not in a way that is like enticing to me. Like, we just read Silence of the Lambs. Super fucked up, but ooh,
different
spooky, scary,
up.
Fun.
Different
like, he's, I mean, he's putting people's skin on his face, but it's like.
But like the gun fucking scene.
But
to me,
the person
is
intriguing.
Like the gun fuck scene, right? Like,
he's not intriguing.
That is shock value.
I hated it.
But like Z, like
it's shock. That's Den of Vipers.
I hated
I don't know,
it.
Man. It's I think his character is just so bad.
So, okay, here, can I tell you my issues with the book?
I now know what a rage read means because I've never been mad reading a book until this
one. You're so, welcome. Like I said, when I first read this, I blazed through it, not because I was like, and Kate contested this, I was just flabbergasted at all of it. I was just
shock
like,
value.
The shock value is definitely there. I'm like,
that's what it is.
Why?
That's why so many people right? continue to read this book.
And so we have three.
Including myself.
She's having an existential crisis.
We have three main storylines, quote unquote, going on.
Yep.
We have Adeline finding out about her great grandmother who had her own stalker. And she's
so
been
stupid.
Writing in a diary
Such
this whole time, which again
line.
Doesn't. I think it's just trying to show Adeline another
she's being haunted,
another person who's fallen in love, quote unquote, with her stalker. Right. So we have so that storyline where we're getting that perspective, and Adeline trying to figure out who killed her great grandma because her grandma was murdered, and it turns out to be. Her
one of the pedophiles.
No.
Dad. Grandpa or dad.
The great grandmother's husband's best friend, who was a cop, Frank.
Frank.
I guess was in love with his great grandma, with her great grandma, and ended up killing her when he found out that Adeline's great-grandma was having an affair with her stalker.
Mind you, none of this matters.
None of this fucking matters. So it's a whole, like, murder mystery on that side. Then you have Adeline's main story, which is her having her own stalker and trying to come to terms with why she feels what she feels for him as it grows, right? As he, you know, inserts himself too much in her life without her consent. Okay, cool. That's that. Then you have Z's storyline, which to me bothers me the most because either...
Why did we have to do this?
Either you keep it the stalker storyline.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I think you needed more.
I think his occupation didn't make sense.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So his occupation is he...
Well, no, it doesn't make sense because it's morally gray for no reason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm getting there. So he is a super duper good hacker, right? And he hacks for a lot of different companies and it's given him so much money that he made his own big hacking firm where he employs hundreds of people around the world and their main job is to stop human trafficking and child trafficking. All right. That's his side gig.
He kills people.
What did you think of when you heard that originally?
Hypocrite.
No. Like
fucking hypocrite.
I thought... what's it called? V for Vendetta.
No, it's Z for Zendetta.
V for Vendetta for me is a
or government. Anonymous.
Yeah, you're right.
Anonymous is what I would because they're also Anonymous would make more sense.
They're a hacker group.
But the whole like child trafficking thing like, where he wants to stop it and he's so disgusted by the whole thing and his whole mission in life is to stop all human trafficking. But at the same time,
like, what
he is stalking a woman. And
forcing her to have sex.
Forcing her in all sense of the word, even if you want to call it dubious consent, fine.
But she doesn't, it's rape. The first time he rapes her, towards the end, she has an orgasm and she actually says, my body is betraying
you. Yeah.
This
which
is a
happens
common,
to actual victims.
This is a common thing that happens among victims and they feel very ashamed about it, which she mentions at the end that she feels ashamed about it. She doesn't know how to feel. So the entire relationship is based off of that first encounter. Mm-hmm. So I had a really hard time following her falling, quote unquote, falling in love with him because I don't think that she really did. But like him as a character... He's mean to her every step of the way, even though he would protect her and he kills all these people for her. When it comes down to it, he still treats her like shit and still forces her every single time. So it's like there was no moment where I was like, oh, there's a glimpse of something good with this man.
I think the moment
that's
why
she added
the
pedophile
shit. Where they
wanted
you to think that he was ultimately good is when he comes to see her. Like, he always goes into her room when she's sleeping. And it's a day that they've lost a child. He didn't get there in time.
Yeah, barely
and
felt anything
like,
for that.
I don't know why I feel like I have to like console him right now and da 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 and whatever.
Yeah.
So my biggest issue is this avenue of his life, that how he like tries to stop human trafficking and stuff, because it doesn't relate to who he's acting outside of it.
Yeah.
And it's unrealistic to me. Yeah. He's the most unrealistic hacker I've ever read.
You were right what you said in text. Like he was God. Yeah.
And I call it God-moding.
God-mod.
God-modding, I guess, in like D&D way.
Yeah.
Sort of. Like when you are overpowering your character so much that like nothing can stop them.
Yep.
The way this man was described going into these like gunfights, being like, I took this guy down with one bullet and this guy with this bullet. Yeah. And no
it
one
was,
can touch
here's
me.
His hand.
And
in a box.
I told him I'm going to cut his pinky off.
Yeah.
I'm like, you are not that badass.
It wasn't until the end.
Down.
Until the end is when he got his own. But like, even then,
I
was so overpowered.
I know I'm just going to continue to say this. Common themes in dark.
No, I know.
Romance.
I know.
But also his reasons. Like there was a good moment for her to give him a backstory. And he goes, he's like, I do this because I can. I stalk you because I can. I kill kid pedophiles because I can. And that was his only reason.
Yeah. And the reason why he was like, because I learned that pedophiles were a thing and I hated it.
Let me tell you another dark romance that I read called Blair. And basically she gets raised as a child to be like this crazy assassin. And like another guy ends up buying her for like a year to like be an assassin.
Okay.
But he ends up like essentially like raping her and like break.
Great.
Like she's broken and like brainwashed. And then he tries to unbrainwash her and break her to his.
He's a savior.
But this is what I mean. Like, this is common. Like, none of this fucking makes. Like, why is that happening? Dark romance makes no fucking sense.
I have a hard time.
It is.
So then
the baseline for dark romance.
Yeah. So towards when I finished this, that's what I put in my head. I said, this is a dark romance. 'Tis not for me.
Yeah.
So I'm I think it's not for people.
But how do you justify this person loving them so much that they're killing all these people for it, but they're still forcing them to have sex with them? I don't know how you justify that.
But that's what I'm saying. Dark romances are like,
I don't get it.
Are
if she's mostly into it,
mafia,
and then
they're like these crazy people. They're there's tons of Stockholm syndrome. Mm-hmm. But if she's into it and is like, oh, I'm into this.
Let's do this. I'm gonna run away from you and like it's a rape play.
The funny thing is that I was gonna say this. He's lucky that she actually likes the horror aspect of things. That it actually does. It's stupid. But in the sense of the book, if we're just doing the book on its own, he's lucky that she likes to be chased.
Yeah.
But I would have liked a conversation. Because like anything. We bring it back to Creature Cafe. Because Creature Cafe does it right. There's always a conversation just one about convo. Consent and what they want.
Yeah.
And what works for them. And they had said explicitly in that Creature Cafe book. I like to be chased.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He goes, you do? I like chasing. Perfect. You and I like mm-hmm. that.
But in that's sense, like cozy.
I'm not cozy. Convinced. Yeah, that's cozy. I'm not convinced he loves her. It doesn't convince that to me because he's still forcing her to do these things and treating her like shit in the bedroom. Even in personal life, he treats her like shit. There's no time where he's treating her nice. How are you going to convince me that he wants to have a baby and marry her?
I could be wrong when he's fucking her with the gun. I hated that scene.
I think I texted you said I hope he just pulls the trigger and this book is over.
Stop. That's not fair to her.
I just wanted the book to end.
I genuinely think that the author wrote this with like the intention of shock value.
Yeah,
like,
I think it was genuinely like the community talks about
how a lot of authors these days do a lot of like trope writing,
yeah,
that they just write a story around these tropes.
Yep.
And I think that's what this
they do. Tropes first, plot second.
Well, so yeah. The reason why I rated this high is because I've read dark romances that were so much worse than this, which you can't even fathom.
Do not ever put that on my desk. I won't read
it. I've read so much worse than this, and I rate based off the genre.
I'm trying to think of other dark romances that I've read.
Well, it's not even it's not even the shock value or the fucked upness that is like the, it is bad, but it's not the worst part. It's the writing. The writing is so bad.
The writing and the plot.
It reminds me of how I wrote in college, and I can't get past it. So I would like hand in, you know, I took a fiction class. I would hand in a story, and my teacher would be like, "Why are there so many like weird adjectives?" And I'd read it back, and it was like, "Yeah, he like slithers across." And every time I'm listening to these books now, I really pick up on it. But this book made me want to fucking just dash my head into something.
There would be like a sentence that I would listen to, and I would be like, wow, that was like really well like described, and then the next sentence would be like the worst sentence I've ever heard.
She pulled as many words as you can. What word can I put here?
You know what it felt like? It felt like somebody throwing a ton of shit against the wall, and just seeing what sticks.
1,000%.
And I think that like there was moments where there was like really great sentences. There was so really dramatic. great like I don't know, paragraphs or whatever, and then it would go and it would be like piles and piles of dog shit.
The only part I would have liked about this was the murder mystery part of the great grandma.
Yeah,
that's the only part. I was like, I wonder who killed her. That's all I care.
We find out though.
We do, Frank. But like,
I didn't even care about that storyline.
Is the only one I was like, I can deal with this one.
We all knew that was coming.
This one was fine.
Yeah,
but everything else, him being a hacker bothered me. The best friend happened to be working for him. Didn't know she was working for him.
Want to read the second book, and you don't want to be spoiled, don't listen after this point. The second book, she's in captivity for 75% of the book.
Ugh. Cool,
and it's just
and being
like,
raped. Right, I think I read that.
It is the most horrific like series of. I couldn't read all of it. Like. It's like just
why?
Like unnecessary violence towards
women. We
don't need
anything in the world.
You're right. You're right.
No, we don't need. But it was just like so unnecessary, the shit and the torture that she went through. I was like, why am I reading this?
Yeah.
What was and he then, doing the whole time?
Like losing his fucking mind, like killing people.
I do wonder if, and I'm going to give a little benefit of the doubt to the author here, maybe because I was listening to it, so that added more dramatization, right? Because to me, everything just felt over dramatic. Like
the
everything
narrator
was
too much.
It was the narrator, but also the writing.
I really like the narrator in terms of like
that's the one
back
thing
and forth.
I will give this book. Yeah. So I read it physically the first time on my Kindle. I listened to it the second time on 2x something speed.
I did it 2x, yeah.
Had to get out of there.
I did it 2x.
But it... In the audiobook, instead of having the male and the females just read the male and female chapters. Every time there was a male dialogue in the female chapter, the male narrator would read it. And it was so good.
I just hated his voice.
Yes. But I hate when I have like a woman just do a male voice and do it terribly.
Me too.
My question is, Neon Gods, when the female narrator made him sound like an old hag.
Yeah. Could you imagine being a narrator and they hand you the script and you got to read these words?
Come here, little mouse.
Little mouse is the worst.
Little mouse
nickname.
That is added to the bad. It's up there with little bird.
My fucking God, the roses,
and the way
the
that he
mouse,
said little mouse too.
The sex little scenes mouse. Were insane. I don't even want to go into detail about the sex scenes since they're just sad.
I don't want to.
But like, I mean, we already mentioned the gun thing. Like, I can't.
Was there the knife there one ever in this a, one or is that no. the second one?
Is there ever a decent
That's in the
one?
Second one?
Yeah.
A knife one?
A knife yeah. one?
It's a Den of Vipers-esque.
Oh my God, knife in the butt. I can't.
She read Den of Vipers.
Or it might be in the vagina, actually.
I like Den of Vipers more than I like this shit. That's for sure. I don't know what... This one really fucking...
I'm not sure.
This one just like threw me off a ledge.
Den of Vipers was really bad.
I think I was just so angry at the writing.
I think you were also listening to it.
I was just so angry about how it was written.
I mean, to be honest, it was... How much you hated it was expected.
Yeah, yeah. You knew this was
going to
happen.
I knew that you were not going to like it.
I'm surprised you finished it. I didn't want to.
I'm surprised you hated it more than The Red, because I thought The Red
so
was...
So much more than The Red.
There's nothing... I can't think of another book that was
that book was
than
like,
that book.
That book was just whatever. Like, I just didn't care. This one actually made me mad.
I don't know. Again, it's that thing of like, I don't even rate these.
Yeah, I mean... You
I don't give... I can't
I gave
give
it one star and I said, this is being generous, because I couldn't give it less than one star on Goodreads, so...
Would you give it half a star?
I don't think I would give it any
quarter of a star.
I just feel bad because I feel like a lot of people really liked it. And I feel like I feel like I'm being a dick to the author. And that's really not my intention. It just wasn't for me, man.
That's
I'm
fine.
So sorry.
It wasn't for you from the start.
I feel bad about it.
This is why I didn't want to cover it.
I know. I and you like, said it too, dude.
I kept harping on this, that it wasn't for us.
You did. And I feel bad because I hope the person who recommended it over and over wasn't somebody who loved the book.
If you did, now you got what you wished for here.
But I still think
I just feel bad.
That like if you like this style book, I don't think that this is like the worst one out there.
So what would you recommend for good ones?
I did
nothing for you.
Here we go. Blair series is really good, but again, it's not the last book has not come out yet, and we've been waiting years for it. I'm actually a really big fan of Anna Zares. Anna Zares has two series called Twist Me and Capture Me. Both of them are Stockholm Syndrome, I would say. I would say better written than this. Still kind of like, it's still like those crazy moments of weird sex scenes and DubCon and all of the like, check your trigger warnings for all this shit. But their series, I think they're three books each. They're pretty good.
I think everybody has their fantasies and their kinks and stuff. This one was too rooted in reality to me. And once you brought the pedophile shit into it and the kids stuff,
I think
it took a different turn for me.
I wish it wasn't
so
part of it.
Those ones are one of the girls. Usually dark fantasy is like more in the mafioso, mm-hmm. whatever crime syndicate type area. The Anna Zares books, I think, are Russian mafia.
Yeah. I've read My Sweet Obsession. Is that what it's called? It's like that Italian mafia one. It wasn't bad. But it's that like arranged marriage type of thing. Like you're the daughter of a mob boss and they're marrying you off to a rival.
That's like ridiculous enough for me to like disconnect from reality.
Exactly. The fact that Z
But if you've ever had an ex-boyfriend who stalked you in some sort of way, this one really does hit home, I gotta say, because it really fucks you up a little bit.
it doesn't help that she lives in a big ass Cressley, gothic mansion.
Yeah.
Cressley Cole. These are dark erotica, I would say. Cressley Cole, the Game Maker series. The Master and the Player, very good. But there's a lot of sex. Like, I didn't think that I could read too much sex. These have too much sex in them.
At what point is it just porn?
This is close to porn.
I mean,
however, the third book. Wait, which one am I talking about? The Professional and the Master. Very good. The Player, I think, is the one.
Yeah.
No, I have read. The Player had so much sex in it, but the plot is super, super good. Mm. So, again, kind of like on the dark erotica side of things, more sex, not as depraved sex, but like more sex. Dark, still that dark storyline too, though.
Interesting.
Kind of coercion, tricking people into doing shit.
The further I've gotten into my reading, like now that I've, you know, dabbled into different things and I read more romance now, I realize dark romance has to be a once in a couple months kind of thing.
Yeah.
I can't read them consistently because for me, I feel uncomfy.
I just can't connect.
Yeah. I mean,
it's hard to connect.
It's like not fun for me.
I feel like it lets me allow things that I would not allow in my personal life at all.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If a stalker came to my house say I'm in my living room, it's dark, I'm alone, Mike is gone. Mm-hmm. That's like my biggest fear in the world is that I'm going to turn and somebody's going to be standing like across the street from me. Mm-hmm. In no way, shape or form am I going to be like, am I crazy because I want this person to come near me? Like I can't even see what he looks like from that far away. I'm just scared shit. I would probably poop. I would definitely call 911 and then I would probably call Maria after that and be like, I would please help. I'm scared. But never in my would it cross yet, so. My mind. I wonder what would happen if I walked across the street and fucked them.
Another one is the still beating.
But that's
one.
Just me. The
funny thing about
it's
me
fan-
is that
I got to remember it's fantasy. It's fantasy.
This one it could be one that you might.
I kind of want to read that one.
The still. I read some of it.
You didn't finish it?
I didn't finish it because I like. There's parts of it I couldn't. I don't want to get into it, but Still Beating by Jennifer Hartman is basically like a serial killer makes them fall in love with each other. He makes them have sex with each other, which is like horrifying, like double rape, I guess.
Interesting.
It's like the whole thing is
just weird. But yeah. I heard that a lot of people liked it. So
but that's
like
weird enough for me to be like, okay, I can suspend. Like,
but that's what I mean. Like some of these dark romances are just so fucked
dark
up.
Once you put fucking kids in it and once you don't take that, I'm just out.
I wish you had a different job.
It probably would have changed the entire book for me.
If he had a different
job. And then
the
moment where they're talking
about. If he was an actual mob boss.
Yeah.
That would make more sense to me.
Everything
but the fact that he's just some random dude trying to hack things for no.
I would have still hated the writing. I would have still thought some of the plots were stupid. But at least I could have given it 1 star. You know what I mean? Or like at least 1.5. Like it would have helped a lot if he had a different profession. Yeah. Also, when he's talking about fucking. We should foster this girl that I saved that was like
some random little girl. What like, I can be her.
There's so much in this book that I was just like, I don't get it. I don't understand. It's not for me. It's not for me. It wasn't made for me.
If you're looking for, bully romances are kind of in the dark romance section too. If you're looking for like a fantasy dark romance, my very high suggestion is Amelia Hutchins. She's 2 series. One of them's the Fae Chronicles, and the other one I don't remember.
I remember you.
She only
about
has
the
two of them,
Chronicles.
But bully romances, super dark, dubcon, like all of those tropes that you usually get in the dark romance sector, but fantasy. Hmm.
I never knew these existed, which is crazy. Yeah. I didn't know there was a world of books out there where like they were just like really.
So
dark.
I knew there was a world of taboo books.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, like you have the teacher like students and the like. There's that. Incest. I think it's the off balance room one where she starts off as 15 and he's like her coach.
There's a lot of ones I can't.
People really like that one. I don't think I could ever get myself to read it at all.
Hot damn!
But I knew there was a taboo like sector.
It's wild to listen to this shit in public. I had jury duty the other day, and there's nothing like sitting in a fucking courtroom with one ear pod in and just hearing my pussy is wet for this man. And I'm just like, oh, okay, this is great. What's the
yeah? So I listened to this book again, like on drives. Like I think I was driving to the wedding we went to.
Yeah,
I was listening on the way to the wedding, and I'm just driving. I'm just like
so desensitized.
I'm deadpan desensitized in my car as he's just like
fucking her with a gun
in the fucking like hall of mirrors, and they're doing. I'm like,
oh yeah, the mirror scene. That was weird.
Did you read Credence?
Yes, I don't like Credence.
What's Credence?
Would you say that's dark romance?
That's taboo.
What's that?
I think
it's
dark,
kind of like
dark brings in the element of this like crime stuff,
the crime
or the mafia
part.
Shit, like.
I don't have a lot of, this is what I'm trying to say. Like, I read a mafia I'm reading a mafia book right now. Every now and again, there are very few mafia books that are good. Like, they are fucking
terrible. Why do you read so many
terrible.
If they're not good?
Because every time I'm like,
this is the one.
This is it. This is going to be it. And it never fucking is.
Maybe you need to write a mafia book.
I like very rarely will rate a mafia book above 3 stars.
Interesting. What's your favorite mafia book of all time?
Mm.
I just opened a whole can of worms. And what are we doing for our next batch? Didn't we have an idea?
Historical fiction.
Historical.
We're going to do a Fabio.
And romance. Historical romance.
Historical romance is what. But right. We could do it. I know you started Nightingale by for Kristen Hannah.
I want to read it, but I hear it's like kind of
sad. Yeah, it makes everyone
so
cry.
So the first chapter made me cry.
Yeah, it's sad.
Literally. I just.
I think it's like World War II shit,
I was
right?
kind of like in all the feels where they're like going through memories in
was
a box.
Was it your period too?
Yeah. And I literally teared up and I was like, this is not healthy. So maybe we do. I think we should do a Fabio, right?
Don't hit
yes, I
want
to do a Fabio.
A Fabio. Somebody recommended something on YouTube that I thought sounded cool that I sent to you guys. And there was a couple other.
We could do like just like a whole batch of historical romances, like different ones. Like we could do one from like the 90s.
Yeah.
I thought about grabbing one Tessa Dare book because she's very known for her historical romances.
Yeah.
And I think Kate gave me another recommendation. So
we'll get a
some.
List
we'll
together. What about a movie though?
Let me think on the historical movie because.
Okay. Well, I don't want to talk about Haunting Adeline ever again.
Sorry to those who like this book and thought that we were going to have a nice,
so
fun
sorry.
Little conversation here.
Oh, I feel
we're
bad.
Not.
We're
I
not.
Bad,
I will say again, like my main overall. If I had to truly
part
give
of me is like do
rating.
We do we post this like, I don't
have to
no I know
we don't have to post it
no we can it's fine
but you read it for a reason so
I know it'd be worth it'd be not all for naught if we didn't.
JT Geisinger usually has
we read Pen Pal by her
she has pretty good mafia
god
romances.
I forgot about that
actually I don't know if I'm gonna recommend it. I like this one it had a lot of negative around it The King of Flesh and Bone, The Pale Court by Liz Xander.
Books that you've noticed I don't even know all this stuff
it's crazy
that's a very dark
all right I'm gonna wrap this up fantasy. So are you gonna keep going or what
I'm just gonna keep going
stop let it go
all right everybody thank you so much for joining us please understand that if you recommended this to us and we hated it I'm so sorry and understand that you could still keep recommending books to us doesn't mean we're gonna hate them all there's some that we hate and there's some that we don't I mean I personally hated it. They didn't even care. But anyway, we'll see you next week. And we love you. Go to our Instagram. Just look up books_and_veggies. BETCHES.
DM Kristen and tell her, why do you hate my favorite book?
Please, please come at me, baby. Let's go. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
don't
Colonel
hurt
Ridges
my feelings.
By JT Geisinger. It was one of the better
oh
ones.
My gosh. All right. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.